Muslim Council of Southern California, and Dr. Muzamil Siddiqui, President of Islamic Shura Council of Southern California.
Thank you, City of Los Angeles. Thank you, my community, thank you. Mayor Garcetti, thank you for inviting us today to be part of you, with you. We are together in this. This is the true face of Southern California. One of religious pluralism, religious dignity for all. One of social cohesion. This is what keeps America healthy and strong forever. My friends, the first thing Islam teaches me is love for God, for the humanity, regardless of their race, religion, color. And also it teaches me the love for the soil and the land that I live in. And my land is the United States of America. My prophet and my holy book teaches me to defend this land with my blood, with my soul, with my money, with my family. And on behalf of the American Muslim community, again and again, we condemn these atrocities. We condemn these acts of genocide and acts of terror that took place in San Bernardino and anywhere in America or Paris or the Middle East or anywhere in the world. My friends, ISIS and other terrorist groups, they have nothing in common with Islam. As our president rightly mentioned in his address, 2 days ago, and on Sunday last week, he said ISIS are only a cult of death and hate, and we all stand united against ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, the problem of radicalism and extremism is common in all cultures and all religions, but today, we the Muslims, we the Imams, we the civic leaders, religious leaders, we have a bigger responsibility of combating ISIS and radicalism within the Muslim community. Therefore, I call upon my Muslim colleagues and brothers and sisters, we have a bigger responsibility. We have to speak to the young generation, and we have to tell them that Islam is something and ISIS something else. ISIS does not represent our religion. We the Muslims, are the first victims and the first target of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Finally, our holy book, the Holy Quran, teaches us to repel evil with goodness, to repel hate with love, and this is exactly what we are doing today. We reach out to you, my brothers and sisters. We reach out to you. We stand in solidarity. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, atheists, they have to stand together in their struggle against radicalism and against ISIS. God bless you. God bless the United States of America.